Okay, it's a flat spot. Attention, please. We're going to start in the key of G. Most of the tunes we'll do for a while will be in G because we have a banjo in our band. So we're going to start with a slow G tune, and you can catch the tempo from my left foot, and you can catch the chords from Jam.
If you turn like about 10 degrees,
yeah, there you go.
Some of us can really
We can't really teach on chords, and so just follow along as well as you can, and that's good enough.
I'm going to be brave.
Just quiet and brave. Yes.
The tune is called Sycamore Shoals.
Extra measure.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What's that? One behind the hill. Another difference, let's say, between old time and bluegrass is everybody plays. You know, in bluegrass, everybody takes breaks and solos.
Yeah.
And in old time, everybody just plays.
It's a party.
Yeah. So we call our music old time. A lot of people say, oh, you guys play bluegrass, right? No. Not really.
No, bluegrass came from that.
How much time do you usually
do? As many as you want.
Some jam sessions, if people like it, you can go on for 5 minutes.
Sometimes long enough to get nauseous.
So usually somebody chooses the tune and then they kick their feet up for the last.
Well, I've recorded on Irish. They repeat it usually 3 times maybe before.
Yeah. The Irish are way different.
Is it either the person who starts a tune and decides it?
Whoever starts it to
them. Traditionally, is that the
who ends it all? Or you can veto. Show them a veto. It's hard to do with a guitar. If you want to play it more, you can say veto. Or you can say, no, don't stop.
Take it slower and nobody else stops.
Called Moon Behind the Hill, from Melvin Wine of West Virginia, and also from Aaron Marshall, who a young woman who studied with him for 2 years.
Thank you.
much easier for guitars and other chorded instruments than it is for the fiddles, you know, to learn a melody by ear. But that's the old time tradition, the folk tradition. Yeah. Yeah. Do any of you know any old time tunes that you'd like to read melodies?
Thank you. Thank you.
extension? If the fiddlers can remember it. This doesn't have any minors in it.
That's very true.
We got it. Okay, all right. Wordsmith. It's kind of swinging, kind of
thank you.
that was whiskey before breakfast?
Soldiers.
That was Soldier's Choice.
And I, we, there's a couple ways to play that. The old time way has fewer G's in it. And that's why I was going off track.
Okay.
I know, but they did. So all those people that are.
Anybody know Angela Bacon?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Verses? Anybody know Verses?
Oh, she doesn't know.
Julian Johnson.
recording it up.
It has two or three chords. D, G and D mostly.
Okay.
There might be a C.
It's very Scandinavian sounding, and
is it,
often we can't remember.
It's in D. Sorry.
An anecdote. Dale and I often can't remember how it started, so Jan has to remind us. Can you remind us?
Oh, yeah.
It's the only tune that I know by its name.
What's it sing?
The Cherry Blossom Waltz.
Cherry Blossom Waltz.
We often ended our dances with the waltz, so we'll end this jam with the waltz.
Yeah, last song.
It's waltz.
One, two, three, one, two, three.